Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Yudal, Chapter 4, Mishnah 11. The Mishnah begins, Arba Achin, four brothers. So we're talking about a situation where there are six brothers or more, but four of them, Nisu and Arba Nashim, are married to four separate women, Vamesu, and they all die without children. Now it comes out that they all fall to Yibum to the other two brothers. Imratza Gadol Shobahem, if the oldest of them wants Liyab Meskulam, to do Yibam and marry all four of these women, Harshus B'yadai, the halacha is, it's permissible for him to marry each and every one of these women. The Gemara explains he has to be able to support them and sustain them, but halachically he's permitted. Misha Yanasi L'shtei Nashim V'meis, someone was married to two women, and then he died. B'yasai Chalitzasa Shal Achas Mahen Poteres Sarasa. Then one of the remaining brothers can do Yibam, but once he does Yibam to one of them, or Chalitza to one of them, the other one is pater, the other one is exempt, as we've seen many times until now. Let's say his brother was married to two women, and one of them was permitted to marry a kohen, and one was not. So for example, his brother was married to a regular woman, and then he also married a divorcee, which it was prohibited for him to do. Then when he does chalitza, chalitz lepsula. So he does chalitza just to the one that's pasul, that's invalid, so that the other one, the one that never had chalitza done to her, that was a kshira, that was a kosher marriage, should remain intact. But if he decides to marry, then halacha is that he marries the kosher one, the appropriate one, he can't marry the other one. It says the Mishnah Yud Beis, Mishnah 12. Hamachzer grushase, somebody who is married to a woman, divorces her, and then remarries her, that's a lav, that's a negative commandment. V'hanesei chalutzase, and somebody that marries the woman that he did chalitza to, says the Mishnah, v'hanoisei kreivas chalutzasei, or somebody who marries a relative of a woman that he did chalitza to, her sister or something like that, yaitzi, the halacha is he has to divorce them, v'havalar mamzer, and if they have a child, the child is considered a mamzer, a bastard child, and that child is not permitted to marry into the regular Jewish people. Devei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that any time that somebody has relations with a woman and he violates even a lav, a negative commandment, if they have a child from that union, then that child is considered a mamzer, is considered a bastard child. But the chacham hold, ain't havalar mamzer, the child is not considered a mamzer, because the chachamim hold, first of all, that there's no mamzer from chayvei lavin. If one just violates a negative commandment, the child does not become a mamzer. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, it has to be something stricter, like kares or misas bezdin, a capital punishment, death. And when a chacham hold, when one marries the relative of their chalutza, certainly the child is not a mamzer, because according to the pinach chachamim, that's only rabbinically prohibited. However, the chachamim would agree, that if someone marries his divorcee's relative, so he marries her mother, he marries her sister, shahavavad mamzer, that the child is considered a mamzer, because a divorcee is considered like one's wife, and when one has relations with one of their relatives, it's chayvei krisis, they get misa, they get killed in the hands of Hashem. And Chacham hold that there's mamzer from Chayvei Krisis, that if somebody violates Chayvei Krisis and they have a child from that union, the child's a mamzer. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming week.